Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. You give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning, this material may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? How's it going, everybody?
Does that include me?
Yes.
Okay, well,
jackass.
I thought you were going to say, how's it going, Christian, but you said everybody, and I was like, oh, I'm not everybody.
Well,
I'm just
one body. Anybody listening, which you're currently listening.
I am.
Listening. Yeah. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's your Uber lifting going?
It's going pretty swell, like.
Oh, puns. Because I said Uber lifting, like you're lifting a lot of weights, and you said swell, like you're getting swole.
You like that?
Woo! Just in case I was over anybody's head there.
I mean, nobody likes when people explain the joke, dude.
Well, okay. I mean, some people might appreciate it now that we explained it. Or they might just hate us. Who knows?
All right. Anyways, guys. So this week's podcast will be about Netflix Defenders. We finally got around to watching all of it. And
All eight episodes.
Yeah, buddy. So, you know, obviously we got to talk about it now. So what did you think, pal?
I thought there were some positives and some not so positives. But yeah, overall, I think it was a mostly enjoyable show. I thought that the fight scenes were mostly very good. And I thought most of the banter between the defenders was pretty decent, but all of those have poor moments as well. So What did you think?
I feel like you've changed your opinion since we talked about it.
Have I?
Yes. You're like, I thought that was a really good series.
Yeah.
Mostly. So is that what you think? When you frame it like that, you're like, it's good, but then it's also bad, you know?
When I frame it like that, I'm saying it's mostly good, but there are parts of it that weren't so good, but I still enjoyed it.
I did not. I thought it was the worst one out of any Netflix series made from Marvel yet.
I thought it was worse than Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't believe you.
No, I'm dead serious. I really believe that. I honestly think Iron Fist was better.
Interesting. Yeah. Why did you not like this series? I have a theory.
is it a theory based off of what I already told you?
No, my theory is based off of the fact that when, you know, the first 7 episodes we watched, you were still working your old job. And working ridiculous hours, which you hated, and you were always tired when watching it.
Nope.
I think if you rewatched it and paid attention to it more.
I did pay attention.
I remember one whole episode you were looking at your phone the entire time.
I was still watching it. It's called multitasking, friend. Try it sometime.
Okay, I know if I'm looking at my phone just for a text, I might miss something.
No, I'm listening and I'm still watching.
You had headphones in.
Definitely didn't.
I remember. Because I kept like looking to see what you were doing. Like,
if I had headphones and I wasn't listening to anything.
Oh, well, it's possible. I don't know. I just remember like I kept looking and you like weren't paying attention to it.
You thought I wasn't, but I was.
All right.
I still think that the series was really bad. I thought, and this is funny because this is the word Christian always uses, right?
I use words.
Right, sometimes. sometimes you're... But that's besides the point. I feel like it was a super contrived storyline.
Contrived,
like,
yes.
It was a very forced, like things just kind of happened. And then, you know, they just kind of forced along the whole plot of the story. And up until like the last episode, you really weren't sure like what was exactly happening the entire time. Like, it was very confusing. And like, the chemistry really wasn't there with the actors, I feel like, which obviously kind of showed within the show. I think obviously some of the characters had some good chemistry, you know, such as Jessica and Luke, and then
and Matt,
yeah, you know, Matt Jessica. And you know, and Matt and all of his people, like yeah. Elektra, and but even not, I didn't even think him and Jessica were all that great together.
I thought they were fine.
I thought like when he was like representing her, like that was fine. But when they actually teamed up, I didn't think it was that yeah. great. Like, I feel like the writing was super poor. I just feel like it was boring. A lot of the time, it was really, really boring.
to your point about, you know, like, we did talk about it a little bit, you know. So, to your point about, oh, did you change your mind after we talk? You know, that's not a bad thing, like, to change your mind about something after someone brings something to light that you might not have paid much attention to before. That's the whole point of discussing it. You mm-hmm. know, we might be changing minds right now. So I don't think there's like anything wrong with it to change your mind after you discuss something and, you know, someone brings a good point to the table. Just to ignore it and be like, no, you're wrong is like more stupid than
more stupid.
Changing your opinion, you know?
More stupid.
Like, you know, you go watch a movie, have your first opinion of it, talk to someone, they bring something up to light and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. That changes everything, you know? Or
I suppose,
you know, it happens all the time. Or you go back and watch it again and like you notice something else and you're like, oh, you know, like things, you know,
I just feel like you let yourself easily be like swayed.
I think it's
into
good
a certain
to have
way of
sometimes to not be so concrete in what you believe, because, you know, sometimes like, you know, obviously personal ideals or whatever. But like when it comes to things like this, it's like things change all the time. Like, you know, the culture of nerd has changed so much. And, you know, now we're like we went to from this point where. Yay, great. Or like, it's like people coming in. Oh, I hate them. And then it's like, great. And more nerds. And now again, it's like, no, stop thinking you know what the fuck you're talking about in our fandom because you don't, you know, and things like that. And it's like it changes all the time, you know, and I'm just like trying to stay open minded about everything. And especially like with shows like this, it's like, yeah, I watched it and I enjoyed it for the most part, but I can still hear you say, oh yeah, this didn't really make sense. And when I start thinking about it, I can say, oh yeah, it kind of didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say, well, you know, it could make sense, you know, but it's like so one of the big things we're going to talk about, and we'll just talk about it now, is what the fuck the point of this show was.
Exactly.
Which
is
what
that
you brought
is what
up.
I'm saying.
And like, I think it opens the door for a lot of conversation, because we can theorize or think about or try to piece together some explanation for it.
In the grand scheme of things, what it was for was to bring them together. Literally, that was it. Other than that, there was no actual point to the show, because nothing actually got accomplished. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it might affect where they go from here. At least Luke and Jessica maybe, and Matt, obviously, because of his ending. But Iron Fist is still largely the same, except he feels at home now. You know, but, you know, what was the actual point of it besides, you know, they thought, hey, let's make 4 superhero TV shows and bring them all together as the Defenders. Was it properly motivated?
No, I really don't.
And if it's not, then we get into the word that Scott likes to say, I like to use, contrived.
Like, dude, okay, whenever we're talking about any story, we're like, oh,
a
yeah,
lot of things,
it was so contrived.
Yeah, and then Scott says, well, of course it is. Someone wrote it, you know, and it's like, yeah. Someone did write it, but if they don't properly motivate things, then it's contrived. You end up in a place where you're like, how did we even fucking get here?
Exactly.
Which is kind of what we have in Defenders. You know, you can piece it together and say, well, the Hand had a part of all their shows or this or that and whatever. The Hand wasn't even that big a part of Jessica Jones' show. She only got involved when Mr. Raymond showed up in her office and shot himself in the face.
Right.
You know, and it's like, how did he get there? Except for like her, like, you know, like they don't explain how his family found her or anything like that.
Played no part in Luke's story either.
Yeah, except for he followed that kid, you know, and then met up with Danny, and then now he's all of a sudden involved.
Well, yeah,
because
exactly.
Misty asked him to look out for this kid, you know, and it's like, yeah, there are explanations for it, but it is a bit contrived.
I'm talking about like within the framework of their show. Their individual shows.
Oh, no, yeah. And Jessica and Luke's show, they had nothing to do with it. They just were brought in like the first episode or so of this series.
Right.
As, you know, oh, now they're involved because, the thing is, right, there is some motivation there for them to be involved, but it's not proper motivation. They're not motivated enough. Misty could have gone to Luke and said, hey, look out for this kid. And he could have said, no, I'm staying out of this. And then he never meets them, you know? It's like, that's as simple as it is. Like, he's not properly motivated to look after this random kid in Harlem, you know?
Right, exactly. I don't know. It just seems like so muddled and very murky water-ish. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, none of it really makes sense to me, you know?
Right. The other thing that we talked about briefly between Scott and myself is, was the writing a bit insecure? Is that why they did so much like shock stuff, like with Stick cutting off his hand, or Electra killing Alexandra, like all these things that like just kind of come from nowhere, and you're just like,
no, because they did that in the other shows as well.
Right, but sometimes when like a writer's not confident, they'll just like do something that'll get the watcher really entertained or something, so they'll stop thinking about it too much. Like showing a big fuck off dragon that apparently is holding up New York City somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I would disagree with that notion. I do believe that the writer wasn't very confident in his work or her work. Sorry, I don't know if the writer's a male or female, but anyways, I don't think, you know, the shock things, just for the fact is we've gotten them in the other shows. So that is like nothing really new, right? I suppose you could say. Maybe no, because even in Iron Fist, you had like the scene where what's his name was like killing the people in his loft.
Right.
It was like pretty gruesome. And you know, definitely you get it in Daredevil. Maybe not so much Jessica Jones, but
right. So let's talk about two big kind of things in the show that were inconsistent throughout. The first being people's power levels, and the second being the choreography. Like, Iron Fist still cannot fight. Like, Matt, all of Daredevil stuff is fucking awesome. The way he fights and everything, it's amazing. But every time you see Iron Fist, his fighting is shit still.
Yeah, like his it's like they tried to teach him, but he never quite grasped it, you know, as an actor. Like how to do the choreography properly, and like they just kind of, I think that's where you can say like there's a lack of confidence in there, because if you never notice, like when he's fighting, like they almost do some like slow motion pans and stuff while he's fighting, mm-hmm. and I think that's because he couldn't learn the choreography properly.
That's possible.
I think it's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm fucking near marking it down as a fact. Fact check, bitch.
Power levels. Danny will hit somebody with the Iron Fist and ridiculous shit will happen, and then other times they'll just fall over. And same with Jessica. Like, she'll hit somebody and it'll feel like they're flying through a wall, and the next thing you'll see her hit somebody and they just fall over. Like, right. And then Gao all of a sudden has powers.
Right.
You know, I don't know if we got any of that in Iron Fist. I don't remember. I think she did use her powers in Iron Fist briefly.
No.
When he was done with the trials, I think she used it like once on him or something. I don't remember exactly, but...
Cause I remember that was like almost kind of a shock factor. It was like, oh, what the hell? But the thing is like that's like the inconsistency is like, why is like the leader of the hand like not the one with those powers? Like, she doesn't have them, but apparently Gao does. Like, it doesn't quite make sense. Like, if you would think that like the leader of the hand would be the strongest one,
I think, right? The leader, I think Alexandra was just like the smartest one. Like, right. She was like, that's why she was there. But now that we're talking about the hand, let's talk about like all the different characters in the show. Let's talk about the hand first. What'd you think of Alexandra as like the main villain, kind of head of the hand?
Like, you understand it, right? But then it's like her death was just like, really?
I feel like she accomplished absolutely nothing before she died.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, except for like bringing Elektra back. The Asian guy, I don't remember his name.
He was cool.
He was cool, but still... wasn't great.
Yeah, they almost like sold him as like the ultimate hunter.
I cannot stand Bakudo. I think the actor is not very good. I don't like the way he delivers lines, and I don't think the dialogue written for him was very good.
Yeah, same. Yeah, exactly. Those two characters, they're especially the Asian guy, like he's really like oversold as like the ultimate hunter in the beginning, like when you first meet him. They really give you like that notion that he's like the ultimate hunter, and then like
he's very cryptic and philosophical.
Yeah,
and
like he gets his ass whipped constantly. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Right. And then Gao, I mean, sure. Well, is she still the Crane Mother? Who fucking knows? Like,
yeah. Like, it's very confusing because, like, so, like, in the backstory, you get that they were banished from Kunlun, and, like, they were, like, there, like, centuries ago, pretty much. And like, they're like hundreds of years old, and they've seen civilizations fall and rise because they give like direct references to how they were involved with like taking down like Babylon and shit like that. Yeah. Like, well, crazy shit like that.
And Alexandra too, like, to your point about, yeah, she has to be powerful. You know, I was just thinking, well, maybe she's just smart, but she does have to be powerful. She said she killed an Iron Fist in the past. Like, you have to be pretty fucking powerful to kill an Iron Fist.
Right. Well, I'm saying, well, okay, she could kill a full blown Iron Fist. Compared to, you know, you actually consider, like, Danny, like, he's not a full Iron Fist, really.
Yeah.
He doesn't know everything that there is to know, and I'm sure, like, the Iron Fist that she faced was probably stronger than what Danny is.
Right. I mean...
So, and yet she couldn't take Danny on. So right. I don't get it. Like, but I forgot what I was saying when you interrupted me.
Sorry. You're talking about how they were involved in, like, Babylon and shit like
I know,
that.
I don't remember.
They left Kunla and whatever.
Oh, yeah. So you think, like, these people... Like, damn near, like, supreme power, you know, directly involved with, like, the rise and fall of, like, great nations and stuff like that and cities and what have you. And they just seem so underwhelming as foes.
Yeah.
Except for Gal. Like, she seems like a very powerful opponent.
Yeah.
But the rest, like, easily defeatable. One got defeated by somebody that wasn't even part of the Defenders. She's just Danny's girlfriend.
Right. And then, like, you think about it is, like, you know, maybe it's, like, they do everything from the shadows kind of thing, and that's how they take down these big civilizations. But then you think about it is, like, well, how the fuck did they get caught now?
Like, right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense. Like, and to be honest, it's kind of Alexandra's fault for bringing Elektra back, like, because right. Elektra is the one that led them all to them, like, in the first place. So... I don't know. The other problem I had, like, it's not a real problem, but how come none of the Hand soldiers were wearing their ninja costumes?
Right?
Like, I mean, I know they exist, but whatever. And then speaking of the Hand, sure, they took down Midland Circle and, like, I guess the quote-unquote leaders of the Hand, but they also made it a point that the Hand is involved literally in every fucking thing in the right. world. So, like, the Hand's going to be back, regardless of whether the people are alive or not, and if... Spoiler alert, Matt Murdock survived the building falling. There's no saying that Gao didn't survive it. Yep. So,
okay. I found this article, right? I just want to talk about it before I forget that I actually have it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And so this is just kind of like, I feel like a testament to what I'm saying is like how it was just an overall weaker series. It was, you know, so Variety did like research and whatnot and ran analytics and stuff. And they found that the Defenders was the least viewed among the Marvel Street Hero series in the debut month.
Yeah.
And it says, turns out that as crime fighting quarter, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist together may be weaker than they are as solo vigilantes, the Defenders featuring the Street Heroes characters was the least watched Netflix Marvel original series premiere in the U.S. as measured over the first 30 days of viewerships, according to the analyst by Jumpshot and marketing analytic firm. For comparison, Jumpshot created an index benchmarking each of the Netflix series against the top viewed of the bunch, which was Daredevil Season 2 in March of 2016. Following its August 18th premiere, the Defenders clocked in with just 17% of the viewership that Daredevil Season 2 received in its first 30 days. That is crazy. 17%?
Well, I mean, in Season 2 was the highest
right.
in 30 days. So
the study looked at the Netflix U.S. subs who watched at least one episode of each series. Compared with the Defenders' previously premieres of Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones performed relatively equally in the first 30 days, accounting for 28%, 27%, 26% respectively of Daredevil Season 2 viewership. You know, still like a 10% increase. In addition, being the least viewed of the group, also had the largest week-over-week drop viewership, declining by 67%, 48%, and 41% respectively over the 30-day period per Jump Shot. And then it goes on to give even like a lot of more boring details, but
yeah.
It gives you an idea though, like either like so like they had the viewership or like they might have like kind of started off strong, but even like as it kind of went on, I think people didn't even finish the series.
Well, I also think that there might be a lot of people that might be waiting to watch it until they've watched all the other series, whereas like, you know, someone could jump into just one of the random other ones and not really have to have seen anything else.
I don't know. I disagree. 17%.
It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's what it is, but you know, there are conflating variables. So confounding. Sorry, not conflating. But yeah. There are other reasons why it could be performing more poorly than it's just bad. You know, but I mean that
there
seems
could
to
be,
make
but...
some sense. So let's talk about our heroes and Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil. Phenomenal as always, I think you'd agree.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the fact that he is a better hand-to-hand fighter than the Iron Fist.
Which is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Come on, guys.
Like, that is Iron Fist's entire power, is that he's like the greatest hand-to-hand combat fighter in the world, and you know, he has an Iron Fist.
Right.
But Matt Murdock is just suddenly better than him. Iron Fist, I do think, was still the weakest of the four as a character. When you think about it, the trailer kind of misled you. They made him seem a little more lighthearted, which wasn't ever going to happen. He's still very serious, which is not a very accurate representation of the Iron Fist, you know, and I don't know how well he's going to team up with Luke Cage if, like, they're both just very serious people.
So. And they don't even quite seem to like each other.
Right. Even in the show, Luke said something like, oh, our paths are crossed right now, but once this is over, no more path, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever, like, so.
I think they're just maybe trying, like, maybe, like, the only thing you can kind of argue against that is, like, that maybe they're trying to just set it up to where now they know each other, and then there's going to be something that bonds them together later on.
Right.
You know, maybe it could be Infinity War. I mean, who knows?
Don't think so.
Maybe. You never know.
I think Luke and Jessica were both mostly good. They had their moments of poor dialogue, but I think that's just attributed to the writing.
Yeah.
But overall, I think they were pretty good. So, let's talk about some of like their friends, right? Their friends were all there. Stick, is he a good guy or a bad guy? I don't really know.
I think it's, you know, he plays with that moral gray line.
Yeah.
He's like kind of like a Punisher type character. Like, you know, like the anti-hero, the person that does the things that need to be done to save everyone.
Right. But yeah, Stick was back. He got killed. He was fine. Karen, she didn't really do much, but she was fine.
She was kind of annoying.
Yeah. Foggy was brillante. Love
Brilliant.
Foggy. Electro was very good, but her story was very confusing. Like, you know, like they did show how she slowly got back to Electra. But then when she was Electra, like, she was still just, like, not all Electra.
Yeah, like, it was very, very, very weird.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing. Colleen Wing, sorry, she was fucking awful in this series. I didn't like her one bit at all.
She's so annoying.
I also, maybe this might surprise you, but I really didn't like Claire in this series at all.
Me neither.
Trish was fine. She didn't really do much. Malcolm was fine. He didn't really do much. And Misty was pretty okay.
I find them all annoying.
Yeah.
Except for Trish and Malcolm.
Yeah.
Because they were literally in like two scenes.
And Foggy. He's amazing.
Oh. Well, no. I mean, I'm talking about the ones that you lifted out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Talking
about Colleen, Claire, Misty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those three.
You didn't like Misty.
No.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like overly like
it's like they recycled the same writing like from their shows for this, like with all the characters, like, but Colleen was just worse, and Claire was worse, but like Misty was the same exact person she was in Luke Cage, shows no signs of growth. Bakuda was the same exact guy with the same terrible dialogue. I liked him better in Iron Fist. I didn't like him in this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really get it. Sorry, that's my iPad buzzing over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Anywho.
I guess we'll just talk about some of the Easter eggs, because there were a couple. There aren't that many. So one of the first things we've mentioned, Matt offering to defend Jessica Jones as her attorney. In the comic books, he does that quite often, defends other superheroes as Matt Murdock. Elektra's resurrection. Get that in the comic books. The Chaste, which is mentioned, even though they say they're all dead, even though we saw Stone before, but sure, they're all dead. They're from the comic books. Misty's arm's cut off. She'll probably get her cybernetic arm from the comic books. Colleen and Misty had a couple scenes together. They team up. They're the Daughters of the Dragon in the comic books. Jessica and Luke, kind of at the end, kind of maybe hinting they'll be getting together from the comic books. That is a thing. They have a kid together, so, you know, they might be building towards that. You never know. I don't think they'll have a kid on Netflix, but, you know.
Probably not.
Unless they jump some years. And then, like, the last one I have, Maggie was mentioned at the end. They're like, go get Maggie with Daredevil laying in the back. Maggie is the name of Daredevil's mother, who became a nun, so that's probably her.
That'd be pretty sick.
You have any Easter eggs? Anything to add?
No.
All right. I guess the question is, where do we go from here? Does Daredevil become the leader of the Hand?
Probably
do we
not.
Do Shadowland? Yeah, probably not. That'd be cool, though.
Because Shadowland, well, I mean, obviously they can alter how he becomes the leader, but he became the leader because he killed Stick in the comics.
But also, when he became evil, he killed Bullseye. That was awesome. He broke both of his arms and fucking threw him off a building. It was the greatest thing I ever read. I love seeing Daredevil do badass shit. Okay, guys?
Correct. So, ratings. What would you rate it? Wait. Before I let's dive into what other well-known critics have rated it. So, IMDb rated it 7.8 out of 10. Bit generous. Rotten Tomato, 76%. Bit generous. TV.com, 8.5 out of 10. Okay. I need the cocaine that they're taking, right? Because they must be on some shit to be fucking given an 8.5. It says 93% of Google users like this television show? What the fuck? Oh, man, we're fucked.
We're fucked?
We're all fucked. We're all people. Fucked.
Look,
the rapture's coming, guys.
I think it was an average show. I know you think it was bad, but I think it was average. I'd give it a 7.2.
I would give it like a 5.0.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's a bit much. Like
that's
a 5,
bit much.
5.5.
Oh, okay. You thought it was a bit you meant it was a bit low.
Yeah, a bit low. But yeah, I thought, I mean, in my honest opinion, I really thought it was pretty bad, guys. You know, from writing to choreography, story, plot, whatever you want to pick out, I can pick out something wrong with it probably. So with that being said, that is our review on The Defenders. If you guys disagree with us or agree with us, let us know why you agree or disagree. You can hit us up on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We also have a website where you can email us at www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We would love to hear from you guys, so make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media platforms. As well as that, we have a YouTube channel, Nerdy Boys Reviews. Make sure that you guys go subscribe to our channel and enable the notification bell so you guys know when we upload new stuff. Make sure that you guys rate and subscribe and share us on all of our different platforms, to your friends and family, help our community grow. That would be great and greatly appreciated.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to try to do, guys, cause you know, sometimes we podcast on random days,
right?
I'm going
like
to try
Wednesday.
I'm going to try to come up with like a schedule. That like we can try to stick to, you know, kind of like, you know, lay everything out, you know, at least for certain shows, you know, this comes out, we'll try to podcast about it this day, things like that. But knowing us, we can't stick to things like that.
Yeah. I'm afraid of commitment.
Scott doesn't like commitment. He wants a commitment, but he doesn't like it. Okay, guys?
Yeah. I feel strapped in.
Yeah. But
free spirit.
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So that was obviously our review on Defenders. Do all the things Scott told you to do with social media and stuff. But did you have any like catching up with the Nerdy Boys stuff?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I mean, if you guys have been listening to our other podcast, which you should, and shame on if you want, if you're not, you know, I'm now an Uber and Lyft driver. I left my other shitty job and it's probably, you know, a really good decision because I'm much happier.
Yeah. And just like Scott said, if you listen to our other podcast, you should. On our last podcast, I mentioned that I was talking to a bird. A bird is the word.
Like a pigeon?
And things are going quite well with
this. I didn't know pigeons could talk.
This bird, yeah. They can. They can say things like, follow the mystical road to the down below. Or something. I don't know.
What? What the All right, we're done here. We're done here.
Okay.
We're done. We are your host, guys. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott, and this is Nerdy Boy Retard over here.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And we always have one simple message at MBR and that for you, and that's
stay nerdy, boys. Yo, ching, ching, bang, bang.